Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them. Because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? Hey everyone, how are you doing? It's the first Tuesday in May. Can we believe it's May already? I mean, April doesn't actually feel like it happened, but again, I know it happened. It happens quite frequently since I've started doing this podcast. But today I want to talk about, you know, the timing of things in your life and looking back to connect the dots instead of reminiscing and beating yourself up for past mistakes. I mean, we all make mistakes. It happens. It's because we're human. But I was having a conversation with a new friend of mine, and we were talking about businesses and creating our business, and, you know, the universe is pushing us to do some things right now that we've been talking about doing for the past, I don't know, a couple years. And she was like, well, what if I started my business 2 years ago? What would be doing now? And there's struggles going on with small businesses. We're clear on that. We've seen that. But then it's like you get stuck in that cycle of being like, I should have started something 2 years ago. And you just keep going down and down and down in that downward spiral. And then eventually it keeps you stuck being like, why bother? Why should I even start now since I should have done it back then? Shaming yourself and being like, you're just not going to do it. But yet you keep coming back to it. Like a child wanting ice cream at bedtime, just keeps coming back asking for ice cream. Just, you know, that thought keeps eroding until you finally give in. But sometimes people don't give in because of the shame of it. And so it's looking at your thoughts about looking back and being, are they productive or are they destructive? And then how you realize that is asking yourself, are they useful? Is this thought useful? If it's not useful, then put it aside. It is taking you down the negative Nancy land, and no one likes being in negative Nancy land. I understand there's a lot going on. So many people are in their different seasons of your life right now. Some are in survival, some are not. Some are teetering on survival but wanting to be more a thriving focus. Some can't even have the thriving focus and look ahead because they're essential workers and they're just in survival mode. They eat, sleep, get up, and go back to work because they're the one that's keeping everything going, what is allowed to be going. And so those people like myself and my friend, some of my other friends and family, you know, this timing is forcing you to reset and pause. So it makes it easier for you to look back and have destructive thoughts around your past and going to yourself being like, well, I should have done this 2 years ago. I should have done this 20 years ago. I don't know how, whatever years you want to put on it, it's the I should have. But now you have this time to face yourself because you can't go anywhere to distract yourself. I mean, maybe you're distracting yourself plenty and are better at distracting yourself than I am right now because I've done all my Netflix binging at the beginning of all of this, and now I'm like, well, F, what do I do? I don't want to Netflix. I want to do something, you know, switching into that new version of me that I know is coming out and being creative because of the universe right now, and I'm doing things differently, and I've hit a massive, massive reset button in my life that I didn't think I'd ever reset, and I don't think my family ever thought I'd reset either, but I did. And so looking back, and that has brought up a lot of thoughts. So the massive reset I did is I came back to Iowa for a bit, and I know this is all temporary. Intuitively, I know this everything, but you know, sometimes your logical brain, your ego likes to do other things. So it took me down destructive thought processes. And sometimes even a little bit today, I go through those destructive thought processes. And before I go even further down those processes, I stop myself and being like, I can't punish myself for past decisions. I can't shame myself for not knowing better because hindsight is 20/20. And I have to give myself grace that I would give a friend coming to me right now. So I do that a lot in my head is, you know, talk to myself as I would talk a friend to a friend who is going down negative Nancy, just self beat up, saying all nasty things, beating themselves up, getting mad at themselves, saying they shoulda, woulda, coulda, that they should have started their business 2 years ago, or they should have done X or whatever it may be, because now you're 2 years down the road and nothing has been created. But at the same time, you have to trust the timing of things. There may be reasons why you didn't start something 2 years ago because the universe didn't think you were ready, or maybe you weren't even ready for it. It was just the idea got presented to you 2 years ago, and for the past 2 years, you have been working your way up to clear the stuff, to be ready for it, to be able to be that person you need to be to do whatever it is you're wanting to do. Maybe it is going on your dream vacation or planning your dream vacation. I know we're not going anywhere right now, but that is something you have control of. You can start looking, you can start researching, you can start planning on what it would look like and creating some sort of certainty in your life when there's so much uncertainty going on. Those are productive thoughts. Those are productive things you can do. Those are productive things for you to look forward to keep moving forward. If you can, there are some people who are in survival mode. They're like, what day is it? Okay, it is Monday. What hour is it? Do I need to make myself lunch yet? That's okay. That is totally fine wherever you are at. But as we continue during this pandemic lifestyle that we're in, it's starting to realize what we need to actually shift. And when we are looking back on things, when we are making decisions now, coming from a place of love instead of fear. Because it is so easy to make decisions right now where you're afraid. You're in the short term. There's a lot of uncertainty going on. People don't know where their next meal is going to be, or if they're going to be able to pay their bills, or if they're going to have a house over their head or someplace to live. Like all of this, there's so much going on. And those are fair, valid decisions that you need to make and are facing. But start to add in maybe one decision of looking ahead. So like, if this is over, what does it look like for me going back to work? Do I want to go back to my old job? Do I want to apply for a different job? Do I want to go back to school? Because it's clear that I should have gone to school for psychology instead of going to school for, I don't know, engineering. It's clear I should have, this is what I want to do instead of what I did was for someone else. So seeking that validation. It's asking questions like that. Maybe it's just like, you know what? It's breakfast time and you're like, I wonder what I'll have for supper. That's okay. Heck, sometimes I didn't even know what I was going to be having for supper, even pre-pandemic, because it's just who I am. Sometimes I plan ahead. Sometimes I don't plan ahead. That's okay. It happens. Just goes with the flow. But it's asking those questions to slowly take you out of the destructive thoughts, the destructive mindset, the scarcity mindset, the survival mode, so you can start feeling like you're thriving in something and shifting into productivity and having productive thoughts. Now, I'm not saying you decide today you're going to climb Mount St. Helens without having any training for it. If you do, good for you. Peace and blessings. Go do it. But sometimes those big shifts that you need to take require smaller actions. And it is starting to put one foot in front of the other, taking yourself out of those destructive thoughts into something that is more productive. And more productive isn't saying the old way of like hustle culture has told us how to be productive. We've seen it here with all of those quotes that people were posting on Instagram and some even personal development people saying, if you don't come out with a new business and new skill or new whatever, then it's not that you have a motivation problem or a time problem. It's you have a motivation problem, kind of shaming you into doing stuff that was part of the hustle culture that no longer works. Like, I don't want to be on the hamster wheel of death. Like, who wants to be on the hamster wheel of death where you just feel like you're working to work and that's all your life is? No one really wants it. But it's getting back to those productive thoughts of what you can do in the moment. Sure, maybe you are unemployed and this is the time for you to start your business, but you can only do a full hour of focus a day on it. That's okay. Maybe it's 30 minutes on it. That's putting your one foot in front of the other and slowly moving the needle. And it doesn't have to be a business. It could be something else. It could be like, oh, I want to start learning to, for me, it's fashion illustration, to do fashion illustration. Okay, I'll start doing it a half an hour a day. Or me doing yoga, being like, okay, how many times did I do yoga this week? Okay, I can do 20 minutes. Well, maybe I'll do 30 now. And just slowly inch forward instead of taking a geronimo plunge, because a lot of things we would like to be doing that we would want to take a geronimo plunge, requires us to be around other people, which is highly frowned upon right now. No matter what, if your state is open or not, are partially open. Health ain't no joke, guys. Health is not no joke. But it's whatever you need right now to shift from productive thoughts instead of destructive thoughts. And asking yourself the one question, is this useful? Is this useful for me? And useful being, does this expand me? Do I see hope? Am I getting excited about it? Is my body open? Like, are my shoulders physically open and back? Or am I going in a destructive thought that's not useful, where I'm feeling bad about myself, I'm shaming myself, I'm judging myself, and my shoulders are physically curled in into like a protective stance of making yourself smaller because you're thinking shitty thoughts that are taking you down when you want to be expansive? And those are just little things that you guys could be doing. With everything going on, a lot of us are spending a lot more time in our heads and with ourselves than we have in the past. And that's okay. There's a reset needed for a reason. And it's how you navigate this that will help you move forward in life, whatever it may be. If you're in survival mode and this subsides, then you have some breathing time. And looking back, you can be like, okay, here are my boundaries on what is acceptable, what I am available for, what I'm not available for. If you're not and you're wanting to move forward and take yourself out of the survival and, you know, scarcity mindset of things, the uncertainty that is created into feeling certain about something, then it's taking one step in front of the other towards what that looks like. And you are the only one knows how big your capacity is for moving forward in that direction. Maybe it is a half an hour. Hell, maybe it is 2 hours a day. You start focusing on what it is you're wanting to create, what you're wanting to change in your life, that you can do now. Do the little things that will create the stronger foundation for when you're able to do the other things that require you to be out and about in the world, to do things, to be moving and shaking and mingling and networking and talking. You can do it now, but there are also some things, like for me, avoiding creating systems that streamline some things, especially with the podcast. That's my goal, is to get some strong foundation to streamline some things with the podcast that I can be doing right now, because I don't have that added distraction of being like, well, I can go to the movies, I'll go to a coffee shop, I go see a friend, all of that. Now I can be doing that to create a strong foundation for my future. I'm focusing on that little by little instead of being like, oh my God, it's going to take forever. It's going to take a long time. The first time of doing anything always takes a long time. Process, learning things, growing. You mess up. It's cool. It's fine. Whatever. You learn and grow. And I mean, that's a productive mindset. Learning and growing. I'm learning and growing. So what if I set this cake on fire? It's fine. Didn't put enough yeast in the bread because yeast is scarce right now, because everyone is making bread or beer because they can. Why not? Just learning and growing instead of going back on being like, well, I should have done this, I should have done that. It doesn't matter where you were pre-pandemic. No one could have told you this was going to happen. And whether you were prepared for something like this or not, doesn't have any effect on what you can change now. You can't go back and change the future, so you can't do that. But you can change things. You can take steps to start showing up in the way you need to show up in the season of your life instead of thinking thoughts that keep pulling you back and keep you small and keep you from rising up to whatever level you need to be rising up this season of your life. And realizing what is important to you. I think that's a big thing about productive and destructive thoughts, is realizing what is important to you and have those be guiding posts when you start second guessing yourself, start questioning things, start forgetting why you were doing something. It's like knowing your why, and then it brings you back. It brings you forward. It brings you present instead of looking back in hindsight with a fine-tooth comb and a ruler ready to slap your hand for every mistake you think you did that was wrong. It all makes who you are. You're learning the things, you're doing the things, you're growing the things for whatever reason, for whatever is needed, for what you're wanting to do, what the next level you need, what your next season needs you to be. And making peace with that and giving yourself grace during this time. I think that's the biggest lesson I've learned, is to give myself grace, especially in those moments where I'm having destructive thoughts that are not useful whatsoever for me. They're not useful because they hold me back and it makes me feel more crappy about myself, when I think it's about time that I stop feeling crappy about myself and get excited about who I am and the person I'm growing into. Because if I'm not excited about myself, then who else will be? Always got to love yourself first. And with that, I will see you on Thursday. So have some fun just doing some brain audits. Is this thought useful for me? Is it not? Okay, push it aside. If it is, all right, let's dive in and use it. Instead of, you know, going down and being like, well, I shoulda, woulda, coulda. Shoulda, woulda, coulda, a lot of things. All right. And remember to have some fun. And with that, I will see you on Thursday. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave. If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that at Lo Wentworth, because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.